Pardon me, Bazalani. I think I was too long. I will just keep it short quickly. I just need to listen, Kulumega Kulu. But I just want to motivate each and every one of you, Uguti. God is able, God is good, God is powerful. He has done it for me and he has done it for my family. It was tough. It was never easy. Nati, we had COVID. We experienced it. We seen it with our eyes. It caused havoc in my family. It was terrible. We firstly lost our uncle, and our aunt was left lonely and in a miserable and a painful situation. And my husband was hospitalized for 2 full months. And I was also hospitalized. I spent my Easter holidays inside the hospital. My kids were left alone. My family was scared to come and take care of them because it was tough. But I just want to motivate you guys that God is a healer. He does listen to prayers. And hence I'm joining this prayer because I know he is able. I know no covet that was formed and fashioned against us shall prosper. It won't prosper, Bazalwane. It won't. Just believe. When my husband was there alone for 2 full months in the ICU, it was painful. It was bad. My kids were alone. But God said, you will never be alone. I shall never leave you nor forsake you. And he didn't forsake us. So I like to encourage all of you, brethren and sisters in the Lord, that he exists and hold on to him. And I pray for all of you. I will give you my full testimony one day. But today it's all about encouraging one another and praying for each other. And I will keep praying for everybody, and those who are sick and those who are fighting for their lives. I know the pain. I know, fighting for your life, trying to gasp and breathe, and you can't. I've seen my husband's oxygen levels dropping to the lowest, and the doctor said they don't know what to do. And in his last moment when he had to be discharged, they couldn't. They said they can't discharge him without an oxygen. I know that pain. I know, the pain of sleepless nights for 4 days without, sleeping because of pain and headaches and worry and anxiety and depression and, not knowing what my kids are doing alone, but I just want to tell you, Uguti, akahluleki, and ndiyabulela Jehovah for yonke into ongenzele yona nomndeni wami. I just want you to know that you need to cherish your families. You need to cherish those who are close to you, who love you, those who are able to talk to you and motivate you, pray for you. Cherish them. Let's cherish relationships, Bazalwane. Let's cherish the love that God is spreading through us, through among us, because, through my kids and our touch, my husband was healed. He was healed. When he was supposed to be discharged, it was tough. I even had to go and fight with him discharge. I'll be a kaya. I even signed a disclaimer. And yeah, I'm happy and I thank God and I'm thanking you, all of you, for making this moment be memorable and be a prayer. A powerful, prayerful moment for all of us. And thank you, guys. Thank you, Sis Pumis. Thank you, Wonga. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this prayer.